I would say that voters actually braved morning rain in Maputo to line up as early as 7 a.m. to cast their ballots. So on my way to one of the polling stations, it was raining. I had to have my umbrella. And when I got there, actually, the polling station, the first one that I visited, was, was kind of crowded. People were already in line and waiting to vote. So basically, I think everything opened on time, which actually was very impressive, because I have covered other elections. But I got to tell you, in Mozambique, the polling station that I visited, which is the Josina Machel Secondary High School, the first one. Basically, we had the outgoing president, Filipe Nyusi, was slated to vote there around 7, and he arrived literally very close to that time. And at 7:30, we had two other opposition candidates who actually voted there as well. So everything seemed to be in place. It's cast their ballots without really any incident.
Mariama, four candidates are vying to be president. Mm-hmm. What are the main issues they are running on? Because the insurgency and the economic conditions probably are the main issues, and they are in some ways intertwined.
Absolutely. I think when you talk about the ruling party leader, Daniel Chapo, who is basically the ruling Frelimo party leader, he had talked about, speaking of that insurgency, that if he gets elected, securing the Cabo Delgado area, which is the northern part of Mozambique, northeastern part of Mozambique, will be one of his top priority. We know that that area, is intertwined a little bit, affects what happens in the economy, because you have that area is the oil and gas rich area. You have companies who have tried to invest in there, but those companies have not been able to operate because the area is not secure. So the Frelimo leader, Daniel Chapo, talked about that and said that that will be certainly his top priority, because he says security is important, because without it, there's no development. So you have the other leaders, though. Osufo Mamad is the candidate of the one main opposition party, who the Renamo, that came in second in the last presidential election. But they accused the government, the Frelimo government, of having 49 years, it's almost 50 years of independence, of ruling the country. And they accused them of having really not done much for the ordinary Mozambican, and they're saying that they had 50 years to do it and they haven't done it. So you hear those kinds of exchanges. You also have Lutero Simango, the leader of the Mozambique Democratic Movement, and the fairly newcomer Venancio Mondlane, who is not fairly new because he used to be part of the Renamo party, but he's an independent who had broke away from that party. And seems to be kind of popular among the youth, so you have it. So the issues with the youth, I think, with the people that I've spoken to, has a lot to do with jobs. Some of them talk about a high cost of living. So, some of them talk about corruption.
You are so right, Mariama. Young people born in the decades since Mozambique secured its independence have fiercely, challenged political leaders who they believe have not delivered on promises of a better life. So when will we find out the results?
It's possible that we'll have some preliminary results, Ben, and we'll get those to you guys when we get them.